Okay, we're learning Hilchos Arla. For those who missed last week, we're talking about the type of Arla that grows from the ground, not from the body. And the laws of Arla are one of the few Hilchos Halachos HaTluyos B'Karka that are noyig in Chutz La'aretz. And last week we learned the first five sifim and started Sif Ches. The first five sifim dealt with the calculation of the 3 years of Arla and exactly what it applies. Sivav and Zion deal with Neta Revai, deal with the fourth year. Now, the Din Torah is that there's Arla for 3 years, and then the fourth year, the Neta Revai has a din of Maisa Sheini. As a matter of fact, the dinim of Revai and Arla are in the Rambam in Hilchis Maisa Sheini, and Sivav tells us the halachas of Revai of the fourth year, and Siv Zayin tells us whether it's Noyig B'chutz Laretz, whether it's Noyig in Chutz Laretz or not. So let's learn the halachas first of Neta Revai, and then whether it's Noyig in Chutz Laretz we'll learn separately. Sivav Peres Revai Yesh Lahem Din Maisa Sheini L'chol Davar. Neta Revai, the fourth year, the Peres have a din of Maisa Sheini L'chol Davar. B'zman Abai Yisir Tzrichim La'alaisan Yerushalayim La'ech Lam Sham Oylef Daisan. The time the Beis Hamikdash stood, it was taken to Yerushalayim to be eaten there or to be paid it. U'lahalais Hapidyon Sham Oylef Daisan U'lahalais Hapidyon Sham, to be paid to them and take the money that you are paid to Yerushalayim. They mutarim miyad achar apidyon. If you have fruit of Neta Revai, you paid it right after the pidyon, they become mutter. Vayinos, now here comes our halacha. Vayinos b'zman hazeh, she'en yichaylum la'alaisim Yerushalayim. Nowadays, that's a little confusing. Ein yichaylum la'alaisim Yerushalayim, the problem is we can't get there. Well, the problem is, we don't have it. The lashon of the mechaber earlier was bisman habayis yitzricham halaisam sham. It doesn't say bisman. It says only bisman habayis.
Was there any kehila in Yerushalayim?
There was kehila for 70 years till Beitar, till Chorban Beitar. There was a kehila. As a matter of fact, we find the Farish in the Gemara Amiroyim who are post Chorban that still use the Ifapara, presumably Watar. So one of these two lishaynis is lav dafka. It says bizman habayis tzrichan la'asim Yerushalayim, which sounds like after the bayis, it's not negeya even if you're in Yerushalayim. Then it says ha'idna shein yuchay la'asim Yerushalayim paydin aysan ha'idna shein yuchay la'asim Yerushalayim. Today we can go to Yerushalayim with it.
14 centuries.
Yeah. So what is it? If it's after the korban, it's possible to bring it to Yerushalayim. It's very unclear in the lashon ha'mechaber. No, nowadays it can't be mitumah anyway, so it's not negeya. The question is, in the time that the Eifapar existed after the Chorban, whether it was still, you were still able to eat it in Yerushalayim or not. That's the issue. Yeah. That means the fruit. Once you pay to the fruit, that fruit becomes chulin. You're allowed to eat it right away. Immediately, there's no. You don't have to wait till you take the money to Yerushalayim and eat it. But the Peres become mut, even though you are Mekayim, the Dinei Rabbi.
When you buy Peres Yerushalayim, do those Peres have to be
Tzitzar? I'm not sure. I assume so, but I'm not certain. It says the Kedusha goes on the Peres. If the Kedusha goes, I would assume it's the same Dinim. That's my assumption. I don't know for certain. Oh, so let's see. That's what this long shach is about. We'll see in a second. No, opinion is a chatchila. Paid nice says the chatchila. Back to the mechaber. Right now, it's everywhere. Next sif talks about Chutz La'aretz. Va'idna sheni chay la'isa Yerushalayim paid in oisam akashi yigmaru v'yitlishu. You paid it after it becomes disconnected from the tree. So the shach here has a long arichus if you could be paid it when it's mechuber to the tree. Now, do you really have to be wait till it's talush? Could you be paid it when it's still on the tree? You have a farmer, he's going to send out his workers. He doesn't want anybody to be nichshol in it. So he wants to be paid it when it's attached to the tree. It's not exactly the biggest halacha l'maisa today. So I'm not going to go into the arichus. The bottom line of the shach is that the achalukei mashmois, if you can be paid it when it's connected to the ground, so you shouldn't. You should, like says in Shulchan Aruch, v'yitlishu b'shasat chak, he says it's mutter. At any rate, here's the part that needs explanation. V'yitlishu v'yachay liftois es kulam b'shava pruta. Could be paid it the whole thing. Now it says b'shava pruta. Grocha Falev says it's the tosat plus. And it should say bipruta. It means on a coin. It could be paid $100,000 worth of netter revai on 1 cent. Afilu em rabim, even if it's a lot. Now we're going to have to explain why you could do it. It's a gemara, but we still need explanation. Hold on. What do you do with that coin? V'yashlech ha-pruta liyam ha-gadol. And you throw that pruta into the Mediterranean Sea, into the ocean. Oy. Yishachenu v'yefazrenu l'urach, or you grind it, throw it to the wind. Yashachenu b'nar achashchi t'chika. So we're learning a lot of things. Well, you pay in a pruta. We're learning that pruta you throw away. The yivarech b'shas pidyin ashekadishar m'saisav etzivanu al pidyin revai. You make a bracha, it's a mitzvah. A yifta b'peiris yishushav a pruta, or you could be paid in on peiris that are worth a pruta. Shu echad melamed beis b'mar kesef, shu ashpira, then adamin ashpira, shashakul, tez zayin garine sa'ira, shu revi dram, whatever that is, matbeir kim dina seilu chasi viner, v'yaz yishav a pruta pa'in lover. We'll talk later about what a pruta is. And peris survived p'tur melaka shechu, pay o peritoilis. Now, hold on a second, let's go one thing at a time. Can be paid with a pruta. You throw that pruta to the Yamagadol. Now that's negeah to us. When we pay the payers of Eretz Yisrael that come here, people go to Costco and buy stuff, and then they come over to me, it says, made in Israel. The local stores, I don't think, either don't carry it or obliterate any evidence that it comes from Eretz Yisrael, because they have problems. But people in Costco sell carrots, I know they're from Eretz Yisrael. And what else? Yeah, they sell things from Eretz Yisrael, and it's Shemitah here, it's Aser. Somebody called me Erev Pesach, Yifta Mechiras Chametz. It was Erev Pesach about noon that she cooked her. It was Shemitah. It was the after Shemitah. And she had carrots from Eretz Yisrael. And she cooked her gefilte fish with those carrots. So I told her that she has to throw out the carrots or throw out the gefilte fish. So she asked me if she could call a different Rav. So she started telling me, you know, we're not that from, we're not so makpid, not makpid on what, you know, like it. So it's very disappointing. But tzvichim of Eretz Yisrael, vegetables of Eretz Yisrael are also, even once they grew. They also their bleas. She could take it back. No, tzvichim also in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah, don't have Shemitah yet. So the pastrif as well. Yeah. The what? I can't hear you. You have to know if the company was Seimach on the Heta Mechira. So the truth is, I made an inquiry about this company, I forget the name, that exports the carrots, Lagabe Chumasu Maisris. I have a letter from Befrati who says, I forgot what his cheshbon was, but he says that it's reliable, Lagabe Chumasu Maisris. I forgot the name of the company, maybe you remember. It's a year ago. Huh? Dorot, perhaps. Perhaps it's the biggest exporter by far of Paris Eretz Yisrael to America. And he wrote that they're reliable, Gabi Trumasumaisis. But at any rate, getting back to our topic, you have a coin. You paid it. Let's say you paid the Maisa Shani, you also paid on a coin. Every time you do your pidyon on Paris Eretz Yisrael, you have a coin. What do you do with that coin? So there are contradictions, there are stiris. The Gemara says in Psachim, you throw it into the Yamat Melach. It says you throw it into the Dead Sea. Now the Dead Sea is not a sea in which boats travel. And if you throw it there, there's no chashash anybody will find it.
It doesn't sink.
Here it says you throw it into the Yamagadol. Here it says you throw it into the Mediterranean. Now Shach Yud Gimel, very confusing. Shach Yud Gimel and Yamagadol says look at Kuf Mem Vav Yud Gimel. And Kuf Mem Vav Yud Gimel, the Shach has a girsa by Avodah Zarah, Yelichenu Liyam Melach. Our Mechaber just says Yelichenu Liyam. So the Shach is, there it says Liyam Melach. Here it says Liyam Agadol. Where do you have to throw it? So he says, if you don't grind it, you can throw it into the Yamamelech. If you grind it up, you can throw it into the Yamagadol. That's what he said. But it doesn't fit. Look at the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. The Lashon is Yashulchana Pruta Liyamagadol. Or Yishakan of Yafrez L'Rach, Yishakan of Yafrez L'Rach, sounds like the Yamagadol, you could throw it, even without Shechita, Nafkaminas, you could throw it here into the Atlantic Ocean. Now, I don't understand what it means boats are going to come. If you throw a coin into the Atlantic Ocean, it's going to start floating? It doesn't float.
The tide will bring it in.
The tide will bring it in? The tide will bring the... So what do they mean they're boats? It doesn't mean boats. It means the tide. I don't know.
If it's a wooden coin.
So I really have no idea what they mean. You throw it in Yama Melach, it says, in Luchas Pesach, it says because a bread could be different. Yeah. It could be bread or chametz is different. It floats more, but... So I don't know. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna has... it's his style. He has a Bir Halacha. He brings like the 53 times the Rambam mentions Yam HaMelach. And he says that in the Rambam's language, the Yam HaMelach means a salted sea, not a freshwater sea. And the most famous is the Chalazon. He says the Chalazon is Motsu B'Yam HaMelach. You'll find the Chalazon in the Yam HaMelach. Now the Chalazon doesn't live in the Dead Sea. Nothing lives in the Dead Sea. So we understand that he means in saltwater. It's a saltwater creature as opposed to a freshwater creature. When the Rambam refers to the Yam HaMelach, he calls it Yam Sedaim. That's his reference. So Chaim says that Yam HaGadol and Yam HaMelach is not a stira in the Rambam. And you don't have to throw it into the Yam HaMelach. A coin you could throw into the ocean. So the Atlantic Ocean is a saltwater place. So you should be allowed to throw your coins. You go for Tashlach. You take your coin from Pidya Bais Yisheni, and you should be able to throw it there. I don't want to do it with the Shach. It's hard to dismiss a Shach. The Shach says that only the Yam HaMelach you could throw coins. You know, otherwise, you have to grind it to throw it. I don't know how you grind coins. It's not a shayach, but into the Yam, into the ocean, I don't know.
So, why is saltwater
going to be different? Why it should be a saltwater? I don't know. Does it affect the metal? Destroy the metal?
Unless it corrodes the metal.
Maybe.
If you corrode the metal, so you think over time.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
If you go to the bottom of the Yam HaMelach, you'll find a lot of Avodah Zarah by now, you know. What did you do with the coin at the end? After all the pijamas.
We move it to another kuta.
So you never ever threw it away at the end. You never threw it away. Shas habior, you have to destroy the coins. So I don't know.
How could you
okay, at any rate.
How could
you play the Paris on coin? No, Paris on coin, then the coin on Paris. There's going to the coin already. He's talking about the coin. Once you have a coin, you destroy it, you throw it out, you do this, you do that. Oi, well, you take the coin, you have to be Paris. You take the pruta, and you apply it on Paris. That's what it means. It has to be a what? You can play with another coin.
Yiftah Beperis
goes back on the coin. I want to do with the coin. The truth is, if you look in the Gra, He says, "Bizman abayis yachol chal peiris al peiris." Bismin bein aminai.
Then you can take it off either way.
He brings a second shot at the end. Gam yishav kol anal bin yinacher. Yishav the koy al dover hanifta. I point into a seven to claim a freshin the kamar. Okay, I don't know. It says he could be paid on Paris. I touched that he could be paid the coin on Paris. It's certainly true. But on the bottom he says, even Paris on Paris, if it's Mimbe and Aminai. Anyway, this is not not the most negah. What I wanted to talk about was the idea that you could be paid on a Shava Pruta, even a larger amount. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says, I think in Daf Lamed Hey in Brachis, that the Gemara says Lashon B'di'eved that even Hegdish Shava Meya Manish Padal Shava Pruta, it's Padui, and that's a Chiddush. It really needs a Biur how you can be paid $10,000, $100,000 on one Pruta. Says the Lashon that Einoy Na La Hegdish. By Hegdish it's Chal even $100 on a dollar. If you buy from Hegdish, you cheat Hegdish, you buy for a penny, you buy something worth $100, it's chal. But that's not a lechatchila, that's not something that's lechatchila. And how does it fit here? So the biur that we have, the grunts in the chaf, brings the idea of ein hinah lehegdish. But anyway, that shouldn't apply to Ravai. So the biur that we usually have is the following. I think I saw this in the Chiddush of Shimon on Kedushin. He says that in Pidyon there are two dinim. There's one din, which is din Isser, that the Paris have Isser, and you want to take the Isser off the Paris. And there's one is a din Mammon. A din Mammon. Hegdish owns $100, and you want to take the $100 item, make it Ois Hegdish. When it's Hegdish, Hegdish has one purse, and I have one purse with different owners. So by Hegdish, it's like this. Alts the din mamin, ain't I know la Hegdish. There's no halacha by Hegdish that cheating Hegdish is ma'akib. So Hegdish shava mea manish, a pada shava pruta, it's padui. The din isser has nothing to do with value. Isser transfers has nothing to do with value. Alts the din mamin, ain't I know la Hegdish. Masha'ein came by ma'iser sheini on that ravai. There's no Indian of mammon. It's mine. It's not going from one purse to another. It's not like Hegdish, which owns its things. It's mine before I'm paid it. It's mine after I'm paid it. Since it's mine before and mine after, there's no din mammon. You could be paid the meyam on ala pruta. I could take my money and then do whatever I want with it. There's a din isser shabai. The din isser shabai, we see from Hegdish that the din isser on $100 go on $1. There's no no value doesn't change the DNA surah.
So when you're cheating yourself,
this is the way what
you're cheating yourself, so to speak. I mean, you're dealing with your own.
You're not cheating because cheating is a mammonistic term and it doesn't apply here. And this is the way I heard Shurim about 30 years ago from Rav Shaul Brus and Beis HaTalmud on Brachis. He used to give Shir in the bungalow colony. He gave Shir a whole summer. Each year was an hour and a half. And he finished usually in Amid over the summer for the Baal Batim. And not quite. And he spoke out this Rav Shimon. So this is the beer that I heard. But okay.
Yeah. Pruta,
I'll talk to you about that in a minute.
We got a delivery in of large bags, carrots, mizun, and about a week ago. And my nephew tried calling, couldn't get a straight answer. I called Met Council, which delivered it to us. They said Met Council took Trumas and Maestros on it. They themselves
took Trumas and Maestros. Okay. I'd be curious which company it comes from, if you can find out. Which distributor it comes from, actually.
How
Trumas and Maestros is a very interesting. I was thinking of doing Trumas and Maestros Sunday morning. But it's like 180 Sifim or something, 120 Sifim. The way they do Trumas and Maestros today, it's interesting. The Chazon Ish took on his shoulders a tremendous kula. The way they do Trumas and Maestros in Eretz Yisrael among the Hamoinam, there are people in Mahadir, but the Hamoinam, is they take for truma even a pruta is enough. There's no shir min ha-tayra. And even though there's a shivud rabbanon, but the ibud is no shir. So they separate a small amount for truma, and that makes it a nice tevel. For ma'isa sheni, the kaira shame on 10%. And for ma'isa, what? One second. Yes, me a truma is a ma'isa. I'll get to this. I'm sorry, ma'isa again. Truma is a mashu. Ma'isa rishon, they kaira shame, 10% is ma'isa rishon. Another 10% is either ma'isa ani or ma'isa sheni. Then the paida, the ma'isa sheni or the netar ravai, on what they call a pruta chamura. It's a pruta that you could be paid on. And they take that pruta and they throw it to the Yamamelech, or they wait till they have 100 prutas, they pay the 100 prutas on one pruta, however they work. Now, the problem is, what is with the Meister Sheni? I'm a Levi. No one ever gave me Meister Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. Meister Rishon, I keep on saying. Meister Rishon. Meister Rishon is Nechol Betumah. Why aren't they giving Meister Rishon to the Levim? The Kohanim don't get Truma, because Truma Tameya, they really should get it, because they'll let Avana Shem and Sreifa as they burn it. Okay. But the but with Meister Sheni, why aren't they giving it? Why aren't they giving it? So, what?
There is no honor.
I don't understand. There's a mitzvah that writes opinion on them. I'm allowed to rely on my chazaka, I'm a Levi, not to do pidyon haben. I'm a bechar, and I'm allowed to rely on it. So I can't rely on it for that. I have to prove it. What? So yeshiva shechumra. It's not a. I don't know. Normally, the Chazaynish writes. The Chazaynish writes in the early years of the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Aleinu Livchar Harabim Miyutai. He says that we're going to insist that all the farmers there in Israel give 10% to the Levi and 10% to the Ani. No one's going to separate. You're going to end up with Tevel. Either they'll fake it or they won't even fake it. He writes, Aleinu Livchar Harabim Miyutai. We should choose the lesser evil. And we shouldn't be makbid that they give it to the Levium. Those are up from. We're going to give it to Levium. But we're not makbid they should give it to Levium. We're not makbid. We're makbid they should separate. The Heksha makes sure they separate, which is Kriya Shem. And they're not makbid that they give it out. Obviously, if they're going to give it out, then it's going to be very hard to get them to do it. That was the Chazan. Trumas Maisa they do. On the Maisa they separate Trumas Maisa. Which is 1%. The Truma de Ma'abed, I think they wait until it gets ruined in the Ma'abed, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, you can't
why don't you give it? The Fruma are very frum. They give it to the Besser Mention, I think. But, most of the Fruma are not farmers there, and those who are don't live in the areas I go. You know. Anyway. Yeah, it's Mami Shemay Taibim, but yeah. Mami Shemay Taibim, you're mechuyev to give it, no one can be Taiveyed. Look, they're Tinik Shanishbe, you're talking about Mechali Shabbos. You're worried they're not giving out my sin. What?
It's a lesser evil,
that's right. It's an evil, but it's a lesser evil. Rav Chai Knievsky in the Derech Emuna writes that it's totally Bizman Efe Parah, not Bizman Beis Hamikdash. And the Netarvayt even Yerushalayim B'Tayra in the time there. Anyway, so Sivvav is the din of Pidyon Ma'isasheni. It's Pidyon Netarvay. It's not Negea because of Siv Zayin. Now here I want to explain before there's confusion. Netarvay in Chutz La'aretz. The fourth year in Chutz La'aretz. We're Murgal, there's no dinim of fourth year in Chutz La'aretz. The Ramah, which is the easiest Shita, is Taisus and Kedushin Abbez Amid Bez, Taisus and Lamed Hey. He goes with the rule. I gave as a Hagdama the rule that Orla in Eretz Yisrael is Dairaisa. All mitzvahs Hatluyais Ba'aretz apply only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, Mehalacha l'Moshe Mesinai. That's Lashna Gemara. Then in Chutz La'aretz, it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. We're going to have that in Sivches. Netarevai. What about the fourth year? So the shita that Ashkenazim go with is Taisa's shita. Taisa says the following: there's a halacha l'maisha v'sinai that orlas chutz la'aretz sveikai lakula. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, when that to revise dairaisa sveikai is lachumra. The Gemara's lashon there in kedushin is b'chutz la'aretz halacha v'sinai v'nemra. Rashi says v'nemra me'alacha v'sinai. That sveikai mutter. Part of Lachshav Sinai, or the Schutz La'aretz, is that even though Safik Derais is Lachumra, but any Safik in Chutz La'aretz is mutter. That's why our Hechsherim don't have Noki Mechshash, Arlov, or Ravai, because you're allowed to go. You're allowed to go to a farmer and tell him, give me fruit, don't tell me when you planted it, just give me what you have, and you're allowed to buy in that way, because it's Vadai mutter. Safik Arlov Chutz La'aretz. That's for sure. Now, there's a machloikis all over Shas if the fourth year neta revai tanan or kerem revai tanan. Rashi says it's a machloikis in the girsa in every single Mishnah and Braisa that says the word neta revai, things planted the fourth year. There are amiraim who say it's a tosat fos, it should say kerem revai. In every single place, that's how Rashi orders the Gemara. It should say kerem revai, meaning the fourth year is only negeah to vines. It's not negeah to other things. In Eretz Yisrael, we're machmir. All fourth year has a din revai. In Chutz La'aretz of Taisus, since in Chutz La'aretz sveikai mutter, therefore in Chutz La'aretz we're makel only kerem revai. If you have grapes, you have to be machmir on the fourth year. But neta revai, if you have the other things that grow, will make a legamri. That's the Ramah in Siv Zayin. I'm going to skip to Mechaber for a minute. The Ramah says, Yeshayrim, she'ein oyei b'chutz la'aretz, rak b'kerem, v'loi b'shari lanois. It's only noyeg in kerem and not in shari lanois. And this is the way we're noyeg. The Taz Yud Beis brings the Gemara in Brachas Yilamet Hei, because it says, Hilulim, Dashina Hilulim, it says by wine Hilulim, Pirish Dovisha Mahalulim, it says by Netaravai Hilulim, what's it, Kaidish Hilulim Lashem, Dovisha Mahalulim by Tod Hilul, Vize Yayin Shamir by Shira al Nasakim. Okay, anyway, this is the Ramah, this is the way we pass. What's confusing is the Shita Samachabras. Let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. And that's where it gets confusing. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring Taisus. Even though the Agadoli Svarad who hold like him, the Ramban and the Ran. But nevertheless, the Mechaber doesn't bring it. Let's see the Mechaber. Din neta revai noyig af b'chutz la'aretz. V'yesh mishayim reshei noyig elo v'aretz. Av b'chutz la'aretz peres abo'am akash sh'ovru shnei arlo mutarim b'lay pidyon. Now this is not Taisus. This, the first shita is that neta revai is noyig in chutz la'aretz, l'chumra. The second shita, yesh mishaymer, is the Rambam. He doesn't usually bring second as a yesh mishaymer. Yesh mishaymer, which is the Rambam, ein noyig elo ba'aretz, aval b'chutz la'aretz, peir ma'abam, akshav shneyar, lo mutar b'lay pinyin, even kerem, neta, everything. I'll explain the Rambam shita in a minute. But how does the mechaber hold the halacha? Let's say you have a berry bush in your backyard. So I tell you, 3 years is Arla, fourth year you could have it. So fourth year you pick your berries. You have a Sephardic neighbor. Are you allowed to let him eat from it? You let him eat from the fourth year? We have a rule in the Mechaber that if he has one shita stoma and one shita yesh mishaymer, he passes like the first shita, the double pella. He passes like Rabbeinu Yainer. Rabbeinu Yainer's shita is that we don't have a rule that we make a lechutz la'aretz only by things that are beferish mentioned in the Gemara, the Gabi, such a thing, tzlaf, or the kadaim alai. It's a Rabbeinu Yair, it's a das yachid against the Rambam and the Ramban and the Taisus and the Rosh. The Dov Pella, this whole machaber. Ravad Yosef struggles with it in the tshuva, and chelech yurav yabi aimer, tshuva lamed hey. He says, it's almost amusing, he says, He, if he wouldn't be afraid, he would say it's a tos hatfus. Which says in Siv Zayin, neta revai, it should say kerem revai. You know, like in the Gemara it says, wherever it says neta revai, it should say kerem revai. He says, when the Mechaber says neta revai, it should say kerem revai. In other words, the first sheet is Taisus and the Ramban. Kerem Ravai is not good for it. The Ish Rishayim, the Ramban. That, he says that would make sense to me.
He doesn't touch
it, that's Yachin at all. So he says, just say Kerem Ravai. Then he writes, Aval Kosha L'Shabe Shasvarim. He says, it's hard. The text, you know, I guess he looked at the old Defusim, they all he says, Kosha L'Shabe Shasvarim. Bisur Ben Yain, that's what it says. Yeah. So, what?
Then why is the Rambam arguing if that's what he
says? Yeah, okay. So he says maybe the Mechaber held that this has a din like a Domeshe Yeshem Atirin. Most poys came out Meikle. But Yeshem Atirin can be played down a Pruta. Not so hard. So he says, Ulai, the Mechaber held that Ravai, Takadas Yachid, Ben Yayda, that it needs pidyon. But big deal, you played it on a Pruta. So you have Ravai, Fashkenazim, there's no Dine Ravai. For Sfardim there is, so we played it on a pruta and finished. You have a pruta that's a suffix, or the other nisht, and it's done. So he says, it's hard to be machmir, it's one sheet in the Rishayim against everybody else, but he writes a lashon that bal nefesh, it's toy blotzeis kalashitis, and to be paid the b'li bracha, but to be paid. So again, so for we'll follow the Ramah, there's no din ravai at all except in a keren. We hold this Ravai. There is din Ravai in a Kerem. But
he's saying
on everything. Say keep the Girsa. Kosh lo l'shabish
asar.
And
what?
He says to be machmi like the Mechaber, even though the Mechaber is a Pella. What? It's a Chiddush to be Chayshish from the first Shita, even though it's a Das Yachid. The whole shuv is, why are we being machmir like one sheet against, if the one sheet would be the Rambam, we'd understand, maybe the Rif, but it's Rebbeinu Yonah against the Gaonim and the Rambam. Alright, now here, the second sheet is the Rambam sheet, that Vadai, there's no Ravai, the fourth year, not Kerem, not Neta, nothing.
In
Chutz Laretz. So here, we have Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim on Dinei Ravai is Nilkas Macholas Asurais, Perik Yud, Halacha Tezvav. Reb Chaim has a clair which he uses to explain Shita Saramba. It's a lumdish, a very lumdish clair in the Gemara. Gemara says, Orla is Noyig in Eretz Yisrael, Middin Taira. Why? Because every mitzvah tluya baretz is only in Eretz Yisrael unless you have a riboy. Unless you have a riboy akra, it's only not in Eretz Yisrael. Why are we machmer in Orlo Chutz Laretz? The Gemara says, Halacha Mishum Mesina. So Reb Chaim clares, what's the lumdis of the Halacha Mishum Mesina? You could learn. The lumdis of Halacha Mishum Mesina is that din Orla that the Torah writes in Eretz Yisrael should apply in Chutz Laretz too. It's one din Orla. It's not like everywhere. Or you could learn, no, the din Orla that's in the Torah is only Noyig in Eretz Yisrael. There's a new din Orla. Halachah Sinai introduced a new dinei Orla. These dinei Orla are Noyig in Chutz Laretz. It's a separate parasha. What's in Afghanina? He learns in the Rambam, it's a separate parasha. The Torah, whatever it says in Chumash, is only Eretz Yisrael. It's not who he's barred. Halacha Mishum is Sinai, is that Orla is not in Chutz Laretz. Ravai? Whoever said Ravai is not in Chutz Laretz. What's the Havanina? The Gemara says, Orla is not in the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, Halacha Mishum is Sinai in Chutz Laretz. Why? The Rambam says, of course there's no Ravai in Chutz Laretz. Ravai is a mitzvah tliya baaretz, and there is no halacha mishum sinai in Ravai. Right? The Mishinai is only here. The other Rishayim learned. No. Halacha mishum sinai plugs it back into the Torah, so Ravai is nayig also. But the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds that it's a separate din. Now, Reb Chaim has a very stark mashmois. No, it's famous that Reb Chaim said that just because an answer answers a question doesn't mean it's true. It's a famous insight. Sometimes you have a kash, you think of a teretz, you say, oh, geshmak. So Reb Chaim said, Just because an answer answers a question doesn't mean it's true. There may be a different answer to the question. The fact that it answers a question has to plug in and has to fit in other places. So Rav Chaim does that. He shows that it fits in the Lashon HaRambam, in Halachi Perik Yud Halacha Tesvav. First of all, the Lashon HaRambam is yearly. Ein din neta ravai na'i b'chutz la'aretz. Shaloi omru ela ha'arla. Shaloi omru ela ha'arla. Shana Gemara is nemra. The Talmud Shasen is nemra be'evadeim lo'i b'safik. He uses the Lashon omru. His Lashon is shaloi omru ela ba'arla. And then he says, u'mitzas ha'ga'aynim sayid is na'ik. Ve'ein le'dova ze'ik. Iker. This has no source. The Rambam is saying, like Rav Chaim, there's no source. From where does it come from that the Ravai should be naig? Vaita. The Rambam says the following. Now this is also in Perek Yud, Alocha Tesen Yud. Ha'oichol mehem kizayis. What's the Einish if someone eats a kizayis of Arla? The Einish is? It's a lav. Rambam. Ha'oichol mehem kizayis loike min ha'tayra. Someone who eats a kizayis gets malchus min ha'tayra. V'medivar mamurim b'noite b'eretz Yisrael. K'shenemer ki savayu el ha'aretz. Because it says in the Torah ki savayu el ha'aretz et mitzvah tluya b'aretz. But the Rambam says that if you eat in chutz la'aretz, there's no malchus min ha'tayra. Malchus maradis you get. So Rambam's lashon, Reb Chaim says, why? Notice the pasuk is talking dafka about Eretz Yisrael. Since the pasuk is talking about Eretz Yisrael, that's where you get malchus. In chutz la'aretz, you don't get malchus for Arla. Now I'm talking about Ravai, even Arla itself. Rav Chaim understands that to mean that the Osho Sinai doesn't plug it into the pasuk. If you plug it into the pasuk, then you get malchus. If the Osho Sinai is a nuisser, then it doesn't apply. This is Reb Chaim's Yisoid, and as always with the Yisoidus of Reb Chaim, it's Negeya left and right all over the place. I'll mention a few of the examples. We know Halach Mishina, we only know Ish Mipi Ish. The language of Halach Mishina is Orla is Nayig and Chutz La'aretz. Now what does that mean? Does that mean Ravai too? Different Rishonim understood it differently. So Reb Chaim says the reason they had different understanding is because they teached Halacha Reb Sinai differently. Some teach that's a new din of Arla, and some teach that it's Yena din of Arla, Halacha Reb Sinai plugs it in. That's their... Right, the Rambam says Kerem also. Now, that's Lashon Mechaber and the Yesh Mishaymer. The Kerem is also. Now, tell me if I'm right. I think somebody else pointed this out. Look at the Lashon HaMechaber in Sifches, the first four words, the six words. Arla neheges b'chol mokim v'b'chol zman. Does that sound like Reb Chaim? Arla neheges b'chol, it sounds like it's the same din in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. No.
He's lumping it as one.
He says, Arla neheges b'chol mokim v'b'chol zman. And then he says, Elohim shall Eretz Yisrael min ha'Torah b'chutz la'aretz al Hashem Asina. The language seems to blump.
He does split it at the end.
Splits the source of it. He doesn't split. Alright, the language seems. So maybe it's derived from the Mishnah? I don't know. The Rama saw the Mishnah too. What? The Mechaber brings him only to Yesh Mishnah. You're right. So maybe he's not going with the Rama. Okay, it's good. I'll tell you where else it's Nayig. What?
It's not din in Eretz, but it's din in Eretz. What does that mean? I mean, is it din in Paris or in the Eretz? What the hell is Eretz in the Eretz? It grows.
It's Kisavayu al Eretz. It's a pasuk.
So Ravai wouldn't be. Arla is devotion?
According to which Mahalos?
We're saying that Ravai is not Nayig in Eretz, in Kutlar.
So then the pasuk is Oito Eretz Yisrael, period. Rav Shem Sinai says 3 years of Arla is not even possible. Malach Shem Sinai, a new din. Whatever Rav Shem Sinai, you're free to interpret Rav Shem Sinai as you wish. I'll tell you where else it's Megeya. We're going to have later that if you plant, the rabbin plants a tree, let's say you go to Prospect Park, and they planted bushes, there's no arla. On the tool of the rabbin, there was in there, kisita, it says Loshen Yachid, kisita, some language like that, that when you will plant, so Gemara says, some is planted by the rabbin, there's no dinei arla. The Gemara has a shaila, what about a yachid who plants for a rabbin b'teich shalai? The pasuk is unetatem, and you will plant a yachid. What happens if someone plants, he leaves it for the rabbin, he has private land, and he plants, and he leaves it for the rabbin, he lets the rabbin use it. So the Gemara has a shaila, if that's included or it's not included. So the Shulchan Aruch late in Sif Chaf Hei brings that the Tu'al Rabbim Tech Shalai is Chayiv and the Rambam Paters. And the Rambam Shita is that it's Pater. The Kiryat Sefer, one of the first year Rambam, says, why is the Rambam Pater? Because he says the Miut is Unitatem, which is a pasuk, and the pasuk has nothing to do with chutzlaretz. Chutzlaretz of Hashem Sinai. When the tatem is, if you plant it, even shall rabbin, has nothing to do with when the tatem, right? So it's only Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael, we have a riboy, David a yachid plant shall rabbin. It applies. Kiryat Sefer says what says the chumish doesn't apply to chutzlaretz. It sounds very much like the Reb Chaim in the Rambam. In other words, he's saying that when you have a rivoy to be marba something to Arla, now we're talking about Relay, and Arla says that's a pasuk. Psukim are Arla's Eretz Yisrael. And we're talking about Arla's Chutz Laretz. Arla's Chutz Laretz has its own dinim. So it sounds like the very much like the Reb Chaim, that the Rambam Shita is that they're separate dinim. And that the otherwise they're one set of dinim and okay. So be that as it may, these are the two ways. The Reb Chaim's two ways. It's going to come up yet again in Yitzhak Hashem. Reb Chaim's side, because every time we talk about sveikis, there's a lot of pulpulim that Reb Chaim creates with this hanocha. So for today, we're going to leave it. I mentioned it last week. I think I mentioned it 2 weeks ago as well. This Reb Chaim. So it's the Reb Chaim in Dinei Arla. Yitzhak Hashem will come to it later when we talk about Sveikis in Arla. Yitzhak Hashem next week. Okay, let's see. Let's move on to Sifches. So what have we covered? We've covered Neta Ravai. And that for us, in Chutz Laretz, it's basically not Negea. For B'nai Sfarad, it's like, yeah, that they should be paid in on a pruta.
You're going to say something
about the pruta, Shavu
Pruta. Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention about Shavu Pruta. About a Shavu Pruta, the consistent language of the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rambam. The Rambam says that a pruta is a specific weight of silver. The way you get a pruta is a chatisaira, a half a bali korn weight of silver. Now, there's no makar in the Gemara, no clear makar in the Gemara for it. The Rambam writes, he has it from the Ga'inim, that it's a certain weight of silver. Now, if it's a certain weight of silver, then it doesn't change. You know, over centuries, inflation, you know, things change. But if it's chati sairis, so the price of silver will affect it. But it has nothing to do with the purchasing power of a pruta. Zero to do with the purchasing power of a pruta. It's chati sairis of silver. I think the Chazon Ish writes there are 1,100 chatzisairis in a troy ounce of silver, which means that as long as the price of silver stays under $11 an ounce, it's a penny. A penny is a pruta. That's absolute. Whether you can buy something with a penny or you can't buy something with a penny is totally irrelevant. According to the Rambam Shita, that's the Mechaber Shita, totally irrelevant if you can buy something with it. It's a given amount, a certain amount value of silver, and as long as the price of silver stays under $11, which it is almost all the time, except recently, What? It's about 20. Recently it's changed, but in my lifetime is, I think, the only time that it's gone to such prices. And so it could be 2 cents today. It could. The Sma disagrees. Now the Sma doesn't argue with the Rambam. He says the Rambam is a minimum. The Rambam is a minimum value, but you have to be able to buy something with it. You can't buy anything with it. It's certainly not a pruta. The Sma Shita is that you need Chatzisara Kesef, but you have to be able to buy something with that Chatzisara Kesef. If you can't buy anything with it, then it's not considered a pruta.
So he disagrees with the Rambam.
He adds, well, he doesn't claim he's disagreeing. He disagrees with the Mechaber and the Shach. The Shach brings the Sma and disagrees. The Shach says it's Chatzisara, period. It's Shiur Malach of Shem Sinai, period. The Sma Shita, which is the minority opinion, is that a pruta, you have to be able to buy something with the pruta. Now, it's very, very hard to know what you could buy something with today.
You could buy one tissue.
You could buy a wife.
try it. Give her a penny.
It's a very hard thing. What does it mean you could buy? They don't sell one tissue. They don't sell one tissue. But no, you won't find anybody to sell it. It has to be a pruta. The opinion is not chal. Now, where's the negeya? It's mostly negeya by mechiras chametz, because we do kinyan kesef with the guy, and we follow Rav Moshe's psak that the rav, who's a shliach for many people, has to get a pruta per person. So if a rav is a shliach for 500 people, he needs 500 prutas. Now, if a pruta is a penny or 2 cents, he take $5 or $10 from the guy. If suddenly a pruta is a dime, then you need $50 from the guy. It changes things very much into what you need. So it's a machlaikis. In Lomdis, when we start Mesechtas Kiddushin, usually one of the first things we talk about Kinyan Kesef is that in the Lomdis, what's Kinyan Kesef? You could buy with a kinyan, you can buy with kesef, you can't buy the tafelim, you can buy karka or a wife or an eved, you buy with kesef. There's a machloikis, the Sman Shach, you'll see in a minute, it's the same machloikis. What we call it in yeshivish terms is whether kesef is kesef kinyan or kesef shavius. They argue in the following case. Let's say I'm buying $1 million house. It used to be you have to be a wealthy man to buy $1 million house. Now every little house in Flatbush is $1 million, right? Let's say I'm buying $100 million building. Okay, I'm doing $100 million. I'm at a closing. I tell the seller, listen, we did this whole closing. I don't know if we did any Kinyan Dereisa. What Kinyan Dereisa did we do with the closing? You're going to take me to Bezdin tomorrow and you'll say there's no Kinyan. Oh, it's Kinyan. I want to do a Kinyan. I'm giving you a penny, or like the smile, I'm giving you a dime. I'm giving you a coin. I want to do a Kinyan Kesef, and it should be, I'll give you a Kinyan Kesef, and it should be Chal, that if you take me to Bezdin, it's Chal. Now, do I mean, it sounds like academic, you'll see in a minute, it's a very important question. When I give the dime for the $100 million building, do I mean that now, when I send you the check, it's going to be for $999,999,909.90? Do I mean to take the 10 cents off the price? Well, no, I just want to do a Kinyan. I'm giving it L'shem Kinyan. The Shach holds, it doesn't matter. Kesef Kinyan. Kesef is a Kinyan. It doesn't matter. The Shma L'shitasai says Kesef Shavius. If you use Kesef like Chalipin, like you use a handkerchief, you get the handkerchief back. You know, you don't mean to give it. You can't use money for Chalipin. You can't use coins for Chalipin. Chalipin has to be a Kli. So if you give a dime just L'shem Kinyan, the smelt, it doesn't work. It has to be for Shavius. The Shema Shita is, Kesef has to have value. If you can't buy anything, it's nothing. If you're giving it to do a Kinyan, it has to be for its value. The definition of Kinyan Kesef is the value of money. The value of the money. So that's the Shita Sasma. And therefore, pruta is more. The consistent language of the Shulchan Aruch, consistently, he mentions pruta, he mentions all kinds of different coins, Ottoman coins, and Polish coins, whatever it is. It seems that, I don't know, I don't know if he means to include the Shavis, but he doesn't mention Shavis. He mentions always an absolute amount. By Isha, oh, so that's why. The Raya, the Smaz, Dabde Meluim, brings a Raya, the Kesef is Kesef Kenyan. He says, because you buy a woman for a pruta. Is that a Shavis? Is that a value? You give me the woman, a Shava Pruta, that's Kenyan Kesef. Or where did we learn it out from?
Stay Ephra.
It's the same Kenyan Kesef. So how could the Sma say it's Kenyan Shavis when Mekadesh and Isha with it? And by Isha, it's not Kesef Shavis.
It's only a down payment.
But does it come off the price? The Gevaldik Raya, is that a great Raya? It's not Raya, it's not Kesef Shavis. What? Some wives, okay. So,
all right.
What?
Is too much?
It's too much? It depends. As far as they have a different musig of the relationship, I think. But, yeah. There's no ribbis if you don't borrow money.
It's a deal, I'm buying.
There's no ribbis if there's no loan. People ask me, if they take change from a pushka, they put in a dollar, take 90 cents, and it's ribbis. I don't know what they're talking about. There's no loan. What? There's no ribbis if you don't borrow money. You can give me as many gifts as you want. I never lent you a penny.
Does
that do a ribbis?
Is that money that now you owe to the seller? Is that halva?
You can give a seller as much money as you want. You can give, if you're giving it to him, Kenyan Kesef is not alva, it's not a Kenyan. Kenyan is, it's for keeps. You give him something and he keeps it. That's Kenyan Kesef. So you can give him as much as you want.
If this is Shabbos, how can you give $1 million worth of exchange?
Because you're being paida for the Shabbos of a pruta, you're being paid $1 million. The $1 million is either because ain't no la hegdish, or because it's yours before, it's yours after. The value is not. Okay, Sif. Sifches. Yeah, we're knowing that we don't use dollar bills for kinyanim. It's a question whether you can use a dollar bill, because a dollar bill is a shtar. If you hold dollar bills are shtarais, so you can use shtar not for kinyan kesef and not for kinyan shava kesef. Shava kesef with mamayit shtarais. No, we use coins. We're not going to use coins. They have value. They have value. They don't have a dollar value, but they have value. It's an old sichsuf. If bills have a din of tiba, because whether they're shtarais or they're not shtarais, by chometz we're machmer. We use coins. And then we use, I don't know, maybe others are mekel. They use dollar coins, so if I do $50, you give me $50 coins. Give me a roll.
The only reason that it has value is a consensus of the people, like the fact that a diamond has value is because people think diamonds are valuable.
Everything in the world only has value because people agree it has value. It's true. But a shtar also has value because of a consensus. A bond is certainly a shtar, and yet there's a miut, it has to be gufay kesef. It can't represent value, it has to have market value. If it represents value, then that's a shtar. And we're mayat that from people. Depends if a dollar bill is a shtar or not a shtar. The question is what it really is. We look at bonds as money also. Bonds are certainly shtars. Right? If the place goes bankrupt, your bond is worth nothing. Well, one of my favorite stories is when Herzl died as a young man. Herzl died right before the Third or Zionist Congress, I think. So they made an appeal for him. They made an appeal, isn't that a Pelnica thing? They made an appeal for his almana. She was left with three kids, and they gave her money, and they suggested she invested in Israeli bonds. Then it was called they called the Keren Kayemes bonds, but they call it the. So she said she doesn't know if this Israel is ever going to happen. She's not taking a chance investing it in Israeli bonds. She's going to invest it in the Austro-Hungarian Empire bonds. And she invested in that and became worth nothing later. All right. Anyway, let's get to Sifches. Sifches is the Sif. Arla the Heges b'chabaki b'chazman. Bein b'shalai v'kechavim. Now here, it's an important thing. Even a guy You have a goyish neighbor who plants. It's nayi by a guy ben bishal Yisrael. El shal bishal Yisrael umin atayra. Ubuchutzlar shal eretz Yisrael umin atayra. Ubishal chutzlar asal machshir misinai. There's no mafarshim on this kamat. The grass of maramakaymis, and we'll see if it's chetshuva. But there's kamat no mafarshim on this, and it's everything's nayi. Ramah adds, listen to this. Also, lilkait leivikchav and peris meilin shalai yishu arla. You're not allowed to help your guy. Your guy's picking his tree, his arla tree. He's not mechuyev in only sheva mitzvahs. He's allowed to eat arla. So you buy your guy, your neighbor, you're schmoozing with him. You want to do him a favor, help him pick his apples. So it's awesome. Mishum shenehena b'mashum mazik leivikchav and taivalzeh. Since the guy is grateful that he's doing it, so therefore it's awesome to even help him do it. Because of this then. Now, you're helping the guy, yeah, you're just doing him a favor. Mazda Glai Taiva. So that's us. What? No, what's the kind of you're doing it? You want him to be mative to you, you're doing it for whatever. What? This of a guy?
Helping the guy
is Nehenna. You're having a no. Using the Arla to get a benefit from the God. Now, if it's Arla, you're not allowed to. If you don't know, you're allowed to. He's not paying you, but he's responsible. No, you're certainly Nehenna from the Arla. Certainly Asir. The guy's paying you for picking the Arla. No, if it's Asir by Noah, you can't work. What? Yisurei Anoa, I don't think so. It says now I get paid for watching chametz on Pesach. To be shomer on chametz is a bait, now I get paid. So how shaila, how the hechsherim get a hechsher for it? Maybe it's not so specific. You're right. It does say outside to Bikiyum, right? But because it's talking about a shomer who's not getting paid. Cheeseburgers may not be bas b'chalav. Okay, it's sli and it's trade beef. Anyway, the status of a guy, of Gaiisha Arla, is a subject of dispute. The Pisrei Tshuva Zayim brings a shita that it's the Rabbanan. However, the Halacha Lamaisa is accepted that it's Dairaisa. Reb Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva on it in the first Mefer Shlomo, Simen Ayin Vav. He holds that as all the dinim Halacha Lamaisa, has all the dinim of the Jews, the same as a guy, and he brings a raya, because by meiser we say yesh, the machleks in the Gemara, if yesh kinyan lagoy la'akum, lafkia mide meiser. If a guy plants in Eretz Yisrael, if what the guy plants is chayiv a meiser. Machleks in the Gemara, yesh kinyan la'akum, lafkia mide meiser, and it's a machlekes that there's no clear psak, l'machmer. But even the mekilim say, because it says the goncha siroishcha lemutei Yaakov. So Shlomo Zalman brings a raya from there that in Eretz Yisrael all the dinim atlum baratz apply no matter who the owner is, because you see to be mafkia from Trumas and Maisris you need special alchem and Shemesh Sinai that it's part. Chutz La'aretz the Michas Chinuch says Chutz La'aretz it's also alchem and Shemesh Sinai, part of alchem and Shemesh Sinai can't be better. Then the yid the chutz laaretz, the yid the chutz laaretz, Moshe Messinai. So the guy chutz laaretz also Moshe Messinai. But that's also, yeah. It should be mutter. No, so that says a mechaber that it's also Bei Mishal Akum Mishal Yisrael. It says clearly that it's also. Shlomo Zalman is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Is raya the right? Is raya is not maybe not a right chutz laaretz. His raya is that generally the mitzvahs bars apply to a guy unless we know differently. Whether that has to apply to Arla, I suppose it depends on how Rosh Hashanah works. Okay, Sif Tess, Yisrael Shem next week.